the political appetites of voters vary, and some may already be full from a campaign season which started early and continued strong. But young voters have shown a hunger for politics this year, many registering to vote for the first time. Tammy Baldwin is feeding that interest with more than just campaign literature.
Pizza!
You guys would like to get some soda?
Baldwin brought a big stack of boxes filled with pizza to a college student at the UW-Madison campus. That student had won a contest sponsored by Baldwin in which participants listed 10 reasons the incumbent candidate should show up at their dorm with food. Kira said when she grows up, she hopes to be just like Baldwin.
You're actually a liberal like me, and I have poli-sci homework that I need to do that you could probably help me with.
Baldwin's challenger has spent more of his time campaigning in outlying areas of the district. Dave Magnum owns 8 radio stations and 1 TV station, yet calls himself just a regular guy, the kind who takes in a game before a recent Madison debate held by the League of Women Voters.
Please forgive me for not wearing a suit. I was out campaigning and out with people watching the Packer game. I have never watched a Packer game in a suit.
Magnum hasn't given up stumping for votes in Madison, the largest metro area in the 2nd District.
Sir, nice to have you.
Dave Magnum, I'm running for Congress.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The Republican is expected to get most of his votes from outside Democratic strongholds like Madison. And any votes he gets in the capital city will be hard won.
I see that look on your face like, I don't know that I want to be shaking hands with this guy with an R next to his name.
I hate to say it, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, my parents were daily Democrats from Chicago.
Oh.
In the past, some politically moderate challengers have done well against Baldwin. However, the district has been redrawn to benefit Democrats. That doesn't deter Republicans, who think Magnum can get votes from both parties, just like his campaign chairman. Scott Klug held the seat before Baldwin and was the only Republican to win the 2nd District seat in more than 40 years. When Magnum debates Baldwin, he even refers to prominent Democrats he thinks have good ideas.
I think that President Clinton was right in 1994 to sign NAFTA.
Baldwin disagrees and also opposed the U.S. giving China most favored nation trading status. The candidates also disagree about the war in Iraq and the need for the Patriot Act.
Minority Leader Pelosi commissioned a study to find out how many civil liberties have been violated since the inception of the Patriot Act, and she came up with this: 0.
It is not possible to articulate how many instances each provision has been used and whose civil liberties has been violated, because that is top secret information the public cannot know.
The two have different ideas on health care. Baldwin wants universal coverage. Magnum calls this a pipe dream. He prefers purchasing pools and tax breaks to help pay for medical costs. He says Baldwin does not support tax cuts. She says she does, as long as they help the poor. As for campaign cash, Baldwin is way ahead. Magnum complains that most of the money comes from outside the district, places like Washington, D.C., and even Hollywood. Baldwin did have a bit part in Fahrenheit 9/11, then got more screen exposure as a speaker at the Democratic National Convention. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.